Hey, this is Foss. You're listening to Foss FM, and my guest tonight is Danny Miller. Danny's back.
Hey, man, I'm back.
You're like becoming a regular feature here.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
It's awesome. I love it, man. I'm so always so psyched to see you. You know?
Yeah, but likewise.
Kaechung's so weird.
Yeah, this place is strange. It really is. Like, I don't even know what's everybody doing there. Is it just like a kind of a place to hang out, or
what? I think an artist has residency in the lounge. I see.
So they just get to do kind. They just kind of come in. They do whatever they want, huh?
Basically, yeah.
Okay,
but
right.
It's precisely like what it is that it actually is when an artist has residency.
Right.
It puzzles me.
I guess you just kind of make it whatever you want, huh?
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's always been weird. I love it though.
Yeah, it's very.
I love
good.
It. You never know what you're walking into.
Yeah.
Right, one. Do you remember? Was it you? Like one day there was like a lot of people doing magic or something, or talking about magic. All these like weird witchy people.
Oh no, like black magic.
Yeah, it was
no,
weird.
No, I don't remember.
You
that
do remember
one.
That, right, Quintus?
Some
like,
of that
what
stuff
is this
yeah,
shit?
That's
yeah,
like
yeah, no, it
playing
was
with weird stuff.
Yeah,
you gotta watch it. You know,
I know. I've seen way too many horror films. I'm on the same page.
Yeah,
as you.
Totally. You know.
Yeah.
You just gotta be careful.
You don't read out of the Necronomicon.
Right. Well, you don't just start, like, reading off spells and stuff like
yeah.
that. You
we
know
all
what I mean?
Saw that, you know, where that goes and, you know, what happens.
Yeah, you end up in a cabin in the woods with one arm as a chainsaw.
Yeah.
It happens.
It does.
Yeah, what's been going on, Danny?
Just been doing this campaign stuff.
Yeah, the Bernie stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
You got a new badge came out today?
Yeah. I did this, I did a rainbow Bernie. I haven't put it out like on my site yet or anything.
I've
like
seen
that.
Little glimpses of it. I knew it
yeah.
was coming. So
yeah,
looking good. It looks great.
Oh, thanks so
yeah.
much. Yeah, I'll put it up tomorrow. It'll be fun, you know.
Yeah,
gotta capture California.
Yeah,
it's a big state.
You'll
you know?
Sell a lot in San Francisco. I feel.
I think I will.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. A lot of support for Bernie, huh?
Yeah, there is.
So me and my girl were talking about it, and she was like saying, "Are you Bernie or bust?"
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, for me personally, yeah, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I think it's good to have it's good to have conviction like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nothing changes by staying the same. It just can't happen, you know? It'll just continue to be the same. And even if it's completely nuts, that's where it should be. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be like, oh, well, let's just keep doing the same thing that's screwed us up for 15 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's unsustainable.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean? Like, we really need change. And this primary is going to be contested.
I loved your post, by the way.
Which one's that?
The Bernie does well in caucus states.
Yeah.
And then Hillary does well in
election fraud states.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was so good, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
She, I mean, like, you know, what happened in Arizona was horrible.
Yeah.
And they've already said, yeah, that was election fraud. What happened in New York was awful. You know, 163,000 people just purged from, you know, in Brooklyn, like that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's so
incredible.
Many people.
Yeah.
That's like because some of these contests are won by a few thousand votes.
Yeah,
It aims. If you look at the total population of the state of New York,
yeah,
I mean basically less than 3 million people in total voted in the primaries. The whole point
yeah.
of this is disenfranchisement.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
To get the new generation to simply stop paying attention.
Right. Exactly. Like yeah, that's. That's exactly what it is. Every time I hear somebody say, oh, yeah, your vote doesn't matter. Well, no, if that was the truth, then they wouldn't make it so hard, right?
Yeah.
It would be very, very, very easy to, like, everybody would be able to vote. They'd make it a holiday. You know, like, I mean, I even, like, I want to message Facebook or something. I would like to make it so that if you wanted to opt in to, like, elections and stuff, that would be the first thing that came up on your page.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is happening today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
You think it's like a reminder. Like, cause
yeah,
that's going
to
be the...
You should be able to vote online. You should be able to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it would be just... I just think, like, something on Facebook, just because people check it all the time.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like
true.
You know, like, that's... That, you know, like Facebook's a very powerful machine for, you know, for politics.
Yeah.
It's very powerful.
Yeah.
Did you see the thought shaping article that has been going out about Bernie firing hundreds of campaign staff?
No.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's you know, firing hundreds of people to keep his campaign going. But they all are, because they're all done with those states.
Yeah.
That's
like,
that's natural, you know what I mean? But, like, they're spinning it because, you know, I mean, Hillary's doing it, Ted Cruz, Kasich, Trump, they're all, like, when you leave a state, you don't, like, keep a campaign office open there. There's hundreds of people that have to, like, you know, okay, well, go, you know, you can keep working for us, but we're closing this down.
But that's their spin on it.
That's their spin, is that this is, you know, this is...
Man, he's got everyone's against him, huh? All these, like, people in the power that be.
Absolutely. Everybody, I mean, it's just, it's not even a, it's not even a, like, oh, I kind of think that that's, it's like, no, that's what's happening. I mean, it's like, it's just so obvious. I think the greatest thing that's happening right now is that all the young people, because they're on social media, is they're getting the greatest education. They're getting a crash course in economics, and it's, they're seeing it at a time where it's unprecedented how you know, gross and just blatant. It's all in front of you.
Yeah.
So all these people, they see, this is the thing that the media doesn't really understand, that politicians don't understand, is that young people are looking at this and going, you guys are a bunch of liars. You're lying. We can see right through you. We see exactly what has happened, you know? And all those people, like, they're all dinosaurs, all these establishment politicians. And they're fighting tooth and nail to keep it. It's like that whole thing where all those Bernie groups got taken down on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because somebody kept posting, like, they were, like, you know, like, violent content. Or, you know, like, when you something's wrong or sexual content.
Or
flagging it, right? So they just kept flagging the hell out of this thing. And then somebody even posted a picture, a child porn picture on there. Like, they were like, I mean, that's just like, Jesus, man. Like, I can't understand that, like, somebody if in fact the Clinton campaign is really behind this, because there's a lot of Clinton supporters that are taking credit for this.
Yeah.
They have screenshots and this kind of thing about these people. If that's really what's happening, how could anybody trust someone like that who disenfranchises their own people? How would you vote for somebody that just did that to you?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You know what I mean? And how would you trust them to deal with other countries in a fair and balanced and unbiased way, and in a way that's you know, somebody with a wise judgment? You know, because the way they're acting is like, desperate. That's desperate.
Yeah.
You know? That's desperate. It's sad.
Well, she's in a desperate place. I mean, what's going on with the investigation on her?
Well, they said that they've they haven't given her an indictment, but they've served some papers or something. I'm not exactly sure.
Right.
But that's just kind of waiting in the wings. I don't know if they're waiting until the general election to do that or whatever. But yeah, we live in a really insane time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really insane time. And it's crazy that, like, that these four or five people is the best that America's got.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Isn't
it
weird?
Yeah.
But then, like, look at other countries, too. It's like these people that come up in politics, mostly they're just all a bunch of assholes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It seems like the only people that really want to get involved in politics are a bunch of stupid assholes.
Yep.
Because there's really no qualification to become a politician. You just got to have a little bit of money.
Yep.
And you got to go and, you know, fill out this thing.
Yep. helps if you went to the right school if you're English, you know.
Helps if, yeah, right.
You
yeah,
know, yeah. It's all just
it,
these
it
rich
helps
kids.
If you have money, let's be honest. Yeah. That's really what it is.
Terrible.
You know?
Terrible. Hey, should we play a song?
Oh, okay, cool.
Let's do that.
Let's see.
Don't want to hear those yammering on for the whole night, do they?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I know, me too.
I like talking.
Yeah.
Let me take this thing off.
What does that say?
All right.
Two.
We always are, like, on the last second of, like...
What do you mean?
You know, like, or just... Yeah, I'm never prepared. I'm never prepared.
It's good. I'm never prepared either.
Yeah, it's better to be like
I've
that.
Never had a guest and gone like, ooh, well, I need to ask him this or that, or written down questions, or figured out what songs I want to play.
Did you ever do that at first? Or were you just like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I was like, hey, let's see where this is going to go. You know, we're both in it together.
And now how long have you been doing it?
3 years.
Awesome.
Really? Four?
I think it's been longer, man.
You may be right.
I think it's been
longer.
What
year is it? 2016?
No, it's way been longer.
It has.
It's way been longer. Because I remember, I think you had Jerry Sue on here years ago.
Yeah. You know what? You're right.
And you guys were all going nuts. Everyone sounded like just like somebody was like left a mic on in a party.
Yeah. It's good. There's been some good ones, man. It's been fun. No, I've been doing it. I got off the plane 11-11-11. And then Altamont wanted me to do it right away.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay. Went and we did a few podcasts. And then it really launched in, like, 2012. So, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
Definitely strong for 4 years, yeah.
Did you ever give anyone the full Altamonte? Yeah. All right. Let's go to a song.
Let's go to a song. Is it?
Okay.
Who's this?
This is... This band called, the band from England, actually.
Oh, yeah.
They're called Led Zeppelin.
Little band from England.
Little band from England. And this is called Everybody Makes It Through In The Light. It's an early version of In The Light off Physical Graffiti.
Yeah.
And it's like they're kind of fooling around with the melody still. He doesn't really got... And I love, like the Beatles have a bunch and the Rolling Stones have a bunch where they're, like, kind of working the song out. Just kind of playing along, and they're not even like. I love the, like, watching the evolution of a song.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, polished. But I love all those in between steps because some of them are really awesome. They're really good. And there's, like, oh man, you should have used that little bit right there. And
yeah.
The later thing, and it kind of went away or whatever. But, yeah, so this is Everybody Makes It Through.
All right.
Thank you.
That was good. Who was that?
I love that. I love John Bonham.
What was the song called?
That was called Everybody Makes It Through In the Light. It's Everybody Makes It Through, and it's an early version of In the Light.
Okay.
Of the Physical Graffiti. Cool. That's it. That's my favorite Led Zeppelin album.
My girl was listening to them all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin's, I don't know, they're just, so, you know, in fact, I got to say something. You know the song Kashmir, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a spell.
Oh, wow.
I'm not joking, dude. Really, I do. I really do. Because I think that there's like I think it's like a kind of a, because he wrote it circularly.
Right.
Right. That riff is a circle. And it's like a ritual almost that he's doing. You know what I mean? Like, he was really into that stuff. Like, you know, I mean, he really was really into the Crowley and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a spell.
Wow.
I do. Not in like a, you know, I don't think it's like a black magic or white magic thing necessarily, but I do think it's written in that kind of spell.
Hey, I want to play a song for you.
Yeah.
Hit me up with the cable, brother.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I've been listening to this song like all day, and I'm kind of obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Do you know that band Lungfish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a Daniel Higgs like solo like little thing.
The beard guy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah, right. The beard guy. And it's called Say God. And I just found it for some reason. I was just like listening to stuff, maybe on YouTube or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, what is this? But it's a really nice link from what you just said.
Yeah.
But I had no idea you were going to say that. But then this is like. It's, yeah, I don't know, I'll just play it for you, man. Take it how you will.
Say God, amen. Without regard for its meaning, prior to interpretation, say God. Remember to say God, then say God. Say God, continue without interruption. If interrupted, begin anew. Say God with each breath, each footstep, each eye look. Say God without anxiety or strain. Say God like a river of God's hands. While living in an evil time of religion, say God.
Fucking cool. Like I like we'll just be listening to that and like working and that's like on in the background and it's so awesome. Like
his voice doesn't match his face. Does it?
No, not at all, does it? Yeah.
You'd think he'd be like,
really like gruff, but yeah, he's got this really beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Interesting bloke, anyway.
Yeah.
Here's your cable back if you wanted to play something. Oh, yeah, I thought you got a kick out of that. I just wanted to throw it your way.
Yeah, that's like, really cool.
The thing's 10 minutes long, and he talks about all sorts of stuff, and it was pretty awesome. Check it out if you get the time.
Yeah, okay. Here's, speaking of God, this is a good one. Okay. We're doing this on, everybody knows we're doing this off of YouTube, so...
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like sometimes it's something weird. Okay, maybe this will be...
Shout out to YouTube.
Shout out to YouTube. They need it. They haven't... Okay, let's see if this works. This is a good one. I like this one. Okay.
Cross your fingers.
There we go.
Say, the dream is over. like to live to ripe old age with Yoko only. And I'm not afraid of dying. I don't know how I'd feel at the moment, but I'm prepared for death because I don't believe in it. I think it's just getting out of one car and getting into another.
Getting out of one car and getting into another.
Heavy.
Tell me, so you're obsessed with John Lennon.
Yeah.
Like you were just telling me a story when the song was playing.
Like growing up.
Right.
You know, like I remember when he died.
Yeah.
I was 9 years old, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Seven. You were seven.
I was seven, and it came on the television, and I knew who he was because my brother played it a lot. My sister, we played the White Album a lot.
Right.
And I was like, we played that constantly, and I was terrified of Revolution 9. Like if it came on the record, I didn't have enough courage to go and take it off the needle. Like I'd run out of the room because it was just terrifying. You know?
Wow.
And then I'd come back when I heard Good Night. And,
yeah.
You know? And so anyway, I was really into John Lennon. I was like, I was obsessed with him, you know. I was like, read everything about him. I really dug his stuff, you know. I had this dream one time, and I was on a roof in New York, and John Lennon, his spirit came, and he hugged me, and he's like, "Hey, I know you've been thinking of me. And I just wanted to say, like, you know, I think you're cool and, you know, this is, you know, thank you very much." And he hugged me and, like, lifted me in the air or something. And then he said, "But I have to go, I have to be with Yoko now, okay?" And that was it. And he flew off.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember it. I was, like, probably about 19 when it happened.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so strange.
That's
it was
amazing.
So weird.
Huh.
And then it was kind of like, then I was kind of over my whole John Lennon thing. You know?
Yeah, you got some closure.
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Yeah.
And I really think that people visit you. I know that my dad visits me.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been visited lately, but in dreams I think that people can visit you. I totally believe that.
My grandfather visited me a few days before he died.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and was like, I was dreaming, and he was like, "Look, everything's going to be all right. Like, just, you know, look after your grandma and, like, everything like that, but everything's going to be fine, you know." And it was a couple of days before he died.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, that happens. It happens to people, doesn't it? It's funny.
Yeah. I had a lot of dreams about my friend who killed himself.
Oh, really?
A lot.
Huh.
He would visit me in dreams, and I know that, like, you know, when he had died, I was at the house, you know, and I could totally feel his presence, you know. My mom used to be able to feel people's, you know, like, different presence of different things, you know.
Yeah.
But it scared her.
Right.
So she cut it off. She stopped, like, doing that because it was really bad for her.
Yeah, I can
and
imagine.
Sometimes.
I've seen The Sixth Sense.
Yeah. You have a sixth sense.
No, I've seen The Sixth Sense.
You've seen The Sixth Sense, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that happens to me on a kind of a lesser thing, but I can pick up on certain things a lot of times.
From the world, isn't it?
I think it's totally real. Right. I mean, it's just you either can receive it and you get it, or you don't. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, you know, and I think it's I think it happens a little more with people that, like, actively seek out, you know, enlightenment, you know, through meditation or whatever. You
sure.
know, it just, you kind of, like, open your portal a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
I see.
Speaking of portals, Prince.
Yeah.
Died.
Terrible.
How great
Terrible
was that, the sunglasses with the third eye?
Oh,
the sunglass for the third eye.
I
saw
that.
I was like, when I saw, well, I remember when he did that, I was like, dude, you're so cool.
He's so awesome.
He's so cool.
I mean, all the stories I hear about him after his death just make him even fucking cooler.
Yeah, yeah, he's a cool dude.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Cool
like,
dude,
my girls have been really sad about it.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, you know.
My wife is, you know, obsessed.
Yeah, completely. Like, just heartbroken, crying. I'll come home, she'll be crying. And, like, Prince. You know, I've been listening to Prince all day, like crying my eyes out. You know, really. But And she always says he was my first crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know. And then, like, but she's been playing me videos, and all the videos, he's just awesome, man.
Yeah,
he's just seems like such a cool, like, character.
Even the have you seen the interviews and stuff where he's talking about chemtrails and different stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. All right, I should see those.
He's pretty, you know, he's open to that kind of thing and, you know, seeking it out and that kind of deal.
Huh.
You know? Are you going to sneeze or are you yawning?
I was yawning, but I was trying to hold it back.
Why, man?
It's contagious.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want you to start yawning, and then I'd be yawning again and be asleep.
Yanni.
Yeah.
Still alive.
Huh?
Yanni.
He's Yanni.
Yeah, he's like, he has a mustache. And
I don't know.
Yeah, he's like new age kind of music.
Oh, okay.
I can't stand that stuff. I don't know. I can't hang with it very much.
Well?
Nah, it's just like, I don't know. It reminds me kind of like there's certain piano stuff that, like, you know, like all those, like, YouTube. Doesn't it seem like every YouTube and like Vimeo ad that people put out with a little piano playing in the back? You know, like coffee commercials or things like that. And I can't. Like, I get so sick of seeing that. It's like the same formula. It's so tired.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if you look at, like, through the, like, if you, one of my favorite eras of commercials is the 80s, where they would hire a chorus to, like, sing these, like, jingles. There was like, a fucking, a chorus, like, 100 people singing this fucking song, you know?
About peanut butter.
Yeah, whatever it is, you know what I mean? Like, they're all, like, just so goofy.
Yeah.
And everybody did them. Big Red was one that had it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we can find one of those. They're kind of funny.
Maybe we can.
Maybe.
You're looking one up. Are you on LinkedIn?
I am, but
it's terrible, isn't it?
I don't even know how to use it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't know how to use it.
Somebody like kept pestering me to join, I kind of did, and then I
was like, well, I need a job. It'll be good, whatever. You know, I'll see if there's any work out there. It's so depressing, and you got all these idiots posting these like inspirational like little tidbits, and I just find it so cheesy and terrible.
Yeah.
I just don't see how,
that just seems like a very, like, no fun website. It's like, there's nothing, it's just like, this is where I work, this is, like, that. I can't ever see going, like, hey, I'm gonna check out what's happening on LinkedIn.
I know, I'll throw a drawing on there, or I'll throw something fun on there.
Oh, okay, right. I guess if it pertains to your work, that would make sense.
Yeah. But it's so depressing. It's like, people, it's sickening, the stuff they write. You know what I mean, Donnie? It's just like...
Like what, about themselves? Like how great they are? Or what?
Yeah, well, no, it's just about, like, it's just those sort of, like, falsely sort of inspirational little quotes about, like, start each new day as you know, whatever, every day is a new beginning, or from little acorns, giants. So it's like people post all this fucking garbage. And I don't know why people just don't make more fun of it, you know? It's like, it seems really, like, serious and weird, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm into working and...
It seems like the people that's, like, you would go there if, like, you were going to hire somebody.
It's
just you kind of check, like, oh, okay, I guess they've, oh, and this person, they know that person. Oh, all right, I guess, you know.
Sure, yeah.
I guess it's good for that, but, I don't know, the nature of my business, I don't even know why I'm on there.
No, I ask myself that all the time. I check it, like, once a week, I think.
I don't even check it. It's people who have, like, they probably think I hate them or something and send me these things. I'm a Facebook guy. I like Facebook.
Hey, but I told you about the Facebook hidden messages, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bulk and, like, other whatever.
Yeah,
instead
like
of spam or
filtered
something.
Messages.
Yeah.
And then, like,
dude, I know.
And
people
2 years ago.
Jerk, right.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And, you know, I really try and be as nice as I can to people that, like my stuff. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm always, I try to be really cool. I hate meeting somebody that, like, you really like,
yeah,
and they're just a dick. It's like, dude,
I know, this is unnecessary.
Get over yourself, man. Like,
it's so unnecessary,
cares,
isn't
like,
it?
Are you afraid that I'm going to find out that you're just as dumb as I am? That's all it is. Everybody's boring.
Yeah. Oh, I watched a documentary about Lemmy from Motorhead this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They already cranked that out?
Yeah, but no, it wasn't about... It was so cool, man.
Isn't that the one... Didn't he, like, just talk about, like, that son he had? And he's like,
yeah.
And he was just like, whatever.
Yeah, it was like him accountant or something.
Like,
no, it was pretty...
Dude, that's kind of rough.
Pretty harsh.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like, if I found out... Oh, God, this sounds weird. If I found out that I had, like, some kid somewhere, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That time I went to Thailand, and then all of a sudden... I'm just joking. I've never been to Thailand. If I found out that I just had this kid, I would, like, do everything with him.
I would totally
be like, okay, you can move in with me, anything you want, and if everything. I'd, like, give him everything.
Yeah.
We're having another kid. I love having children. If I could always have a baby in the house, I'd be happy.
You know Screaming Jay Hawkins?
Yeah, he had,
Screaming
like,
Jay.
10 million kids or something.
He wanted to father a kid for every week of the year.
Oh, my God.
52 kids.
Oh, my gosh. He had 52 kids.
No, he wanted to. That was what he was going for, he said.
Wow.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many kids he had.
I just couldn't imagine, like, just, like, okay, say, like, you're, like, in a band and stuff like that, and some groupie comes up, and you're just like, yeah, what's going on? And then just, like, let it rip.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, there you go. See you later.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have a baby now. Take care. Like, fuck. Like, what would, I mean, like, you're not there. Like, the kid could, like, just get, like, be molested every day by some fucked up uncle. Like, I can't, like, dude, I'm so, like, not paranoid, but I just am, like, very, like, a hands-on dad. I love being a dad.
Yeah.
I love it more than anything.
Yeah.
It's better than anything. It's the best thing. And I really feel bad for people that, like, have kids that don't ever get that.
Yeah.
They never clicks in their mind. It's sad. I don't think it's anything against them. I just think that they just don't have it in them.
Yeah.
You know? But
yeah.
Then if you really feel like you don't have it in you, don't have any kids.
Don't have kids.
Don't do it. Just don't do it. Like, it's simple. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Hey, you got another song for us?
Well, I've got a commercial.
Oh, you got the commercial. Big Red.
This is Big Red. This is so ridiculous. But I love them. I love these.
All
okay,
right.
Here we go.
No little summon gum freshens breath longer than Big Red.
Complicated. It was quite high as well, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And it went on for quite...
That was a whole minute.
Yeah.
That was like a big media buy.
Wow.
Yeah. But you see, like, there was, like, all the, like, everybody, Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Every Pepsi, you name it, car Ford.
Yeah.
Everybody had this style of commercial.
Right.
Just like now they have that, like... And then, like, you know, somebody, like, you know, I don't know, some, like, goon with, you know, hipster boots. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's funny to see, like, how trends happen in advertising.
Yeah.
Advertising trends are kind of funny to watch.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody kind of falls victim to them. And
man, there were some bangers in England.
In England,
the 80s and 90s, there were some heavy adverts. Some really good ones, yeah. I remember all the Cadbury's chocolate ones were really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you love curly? Oh, you're English, yeah?
Okay.
I'm from Iceland.
Oh, okay, cool.
We watched in the Cod Wars. We didn't.
See, now, okay, here, Iceland knows how to get down. Like, they don't fuck around when the politicians, yeah?
Well, it's very easy to practice direct democracy when you've got centuries upon centuries of experience doing it, and when you have a maximum of 300,000 people, and everyone knows each other, and then they show up, they will literally, you know, show up and pelt the outing with bananas and rotten vegetables and demand the politicians be held accountable. And we do this all the time. I mean, it's easy when you have so few people.
See, that's great. See, if that happened in America, they'd just open fire on everybody. If you threw a fucking banana at, like, some senator, they'd fucking shoot you. And like, you know what I mean? You go to jail.
Maybe do it with drones. Fly drones.
Maybe,
drones,
huh?
Bananas.
Banana drones.
Yeah. We have to drop bananas on people.
I would. You know what would be great? Why don't we do a little funny video where, like, I sit at a park bench, you know, and then, like, I have you fly me a banana drone, and you just, like, it just lands, and I just get the banana and eat it. It just flies away. And just film people's reactions. That's going to happen one day.
It is.
See,
it
like, is. Arizona, Amazon is already, like...
They're
doing the same... Yeah, it's amazing.
Man, the first person who's going to, like... use drones for delivery.
Yeah, they're trying to.
Starbucks. Oh, I'm in traffic.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
totally.
On the 5. I need a frappuccino.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Send the drone.
Yeah.
You know
I want to get... Okay.
You know when that's going to end, though?
Huh?
The first person who uses that drone to deliver a hand grenade.
Ah, yes.
That's
probably will.
If it can be piloted and can arrive from point A to point B, someone is going to make it arrive from point A to point B with explosives.
That's,
yeah.
That's going to happen soon.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
That's
going to
happen soon. Yeah.
Yeah. The drones are a... you know, like, they're... I personally like seeing all the footage and stuff, and it's great. I have a friend.
It's great. Yeah,
yeah, it looks wonderful. But they're, you know, like if people are, if they're going to start, the state's going to start using it to like shoot people or stun them and stuff like that. I mean, this is like that's like they live. This is
yeah,
ridiculous.
Totally.
We're already there with a guy who married like a lower receiver with a drone. Did you see that thing?
No, I didn't see that.
But it's not the state running it. In other words, like it's not. It's just some guy that tried it.
Some guy who, as a proof of concept,
sure.
managed to get a quadcopter with a pistol. No, an AR lower receiver.
Yeah, yeah.
And more or less the entire thing kind of abutted. Up in the air and firing and retaining. It would be filmed from the side the way that it handles recoil, so it would actually correct.
Ah, okay.
So it was interesting just to watch that thing fly and shoot and hit things.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it precise?
Enough so that a guy was remote controlling it and firing, and he posted it up on Reddit, upon which he was immediately in trouble with the law for what he had done.
Yeah, but, like, why was he in trouble, though? I mean,
because
like...
Because of the particular mechanics that are required in order to make the drone fire that gun, that has more to do with modifying the gun for that purpose.
Ah, I see. So you can't modify it.
It has to do more with existing gun laws.
Ah, I see. Okay, right.
A gun to be more or less a machine gun,
right.
Automatic.
Oh, he was doing it. So, okay, he was doing it. I see.
Well,
he
should have flown it in Nevada.
Can you have automatic weapons there?
You can.
Like a machine gun, like
shot Uzis and machine guns and all
wow.
sorts of stuff in Nevada, in Las Vegas.
Uzi.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah,
those are fun. But yeah, don't get me and Quintus started on guns because we go back and forth on it.
Yeah,
big fans. Yeah,
yeah.
I shot a Tommy gun.
Oh really?
Oh,
wow. Like
it.
A real
so
vintage
nice.
One.
Well,
is it
well,
built
it's
from
a,
the
it's a remake?
Oh,
it's a
okay,
remake,
remake.
But,
okay.
But it's a Tommy gun for all intents and purposes. Really nice. It shoots 45s.
Were you wearing a fedora and a pinstripe suit?
No, I wish.
Yeah, with a little stubby cigar.
That would have been perfect.
I
want to
do that.
Yeah, right. I can see you pulling that.
Yeah. You know what would be cool? Okay, if I ever decide to rob a bank.
Yeah.
I'm going to dress up from the 40s and not rob it with a Tommy gun the whole
bit. I saw some awesome footage today about a bank that got robbed in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like these guys ran out of the bank and got into the car, and these cops all pulled up and then ran into the bank.
Oh, and they missed them.
And they missed the guys, and the guys just drove off.
Oh, nice.
And they were like, and people were like, what the fuck just happened? And then the cops just like walked like sheepishly out of the bank and got into their cars.
Wow.
It was insane.
I think I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that downtown? Or
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, downtown. Detroit.
Oh, Detroit.
Detroit. Yeah.
You ever been to Detroit?
No.
Me neither.
No. Interesting things about it.
There's really interesting things happening in that Flint, Michigan with the water.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Do you know that?
People getting killed?
Yeah, two people have been murdered.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be witnesses. Yeah.
Okay.
Two of them.
It's terrible, isn't it?
It is, man.
Such a shame.
It is. I mean, I just, if you think about, like, even, like, fracking, like, will ruin water tables for miles. And do you see the Lake of Fire? Or do you see the, like, this is getting biblical. This is a river in, I'm not even going to say it. Somewhere in Georgia, I don't know, somewhere like. And it smells like farts everywhere because they're pushing all that gas everywhere. And it's bubbling up in the thing, and the guy threw a match, and it fucking exploded, and it just stayed on fire in the middle of the lake. A lake with fire.
Fuck.
You know? There's a passage in the Bible that talks about the boiling oceans, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, there is. Wow. Revelations, you know?
Huh.
And it's just like, and I'm not like a religious guy or anything, but it's kind of like, fuck, man, that was you're pretty accurate on
it's
that
happening.
One.
Yeah,
you know,
wow,
like that's really freakish. Because how would you think like how could like water like be boiling? You know, then you think about Fukushima, which is still leaking.
Yeah, that was terrible as well.
That is terrible.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, we could see in our lifetime, we could see you know, the Pacific Ocean die.
Mm.
That's a real threat.
Yeah,
you know, and. I'm puzzled how I don't feel like people are doing enough.
No, there's no accountability.
You know, it's like Tesco in Japan, they don't know what the hell they're doing. The Prime Minister of Japan, it just seems like befuddled by everything. It's like he's in shock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's just like, I don't. Nobody seems to be taking it serious from my point of view.
It was a French company, wasn't it, that made the reactor.
Oh, is
it? And then they went to the French company and they were like, look, this is fucked. We had an earthquake and it's all fucked. And they were like, we don't know how to fix this.
Wow.
And they're like, yeah, sorry, we don't know. And that was it. That was their accountability.
Yeah. I mean, like, put it this way. If there's another tsunami, it's going to drag all the... I mean, we're done.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, like, that's really the reality of it. It's really, you know, they've had robots go in there, and the robots can't handle the radiation. They die.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, fucking robots, man. They can't handle the fucking radiation.
Wow.
Amazing. They have, I could just go on about that whole disaster. And apparently there's two in America. I think one in Florida, one in Texas that are leaking or has had some problem.
Oh, jeez.
You know? But what did we hear about? Fucking, you
Kim
know,
Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian's dick.
Yeah, Kanye. Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
It's like, oh, another celebrities. Something's going on with them. It's like, no, come on.
Yeah.
There's real stuff happening.
That's all like, just like a, it's just a smokescreen.
Mm.
All of that is just a smokescreen. Yeah. You know, it's funny. We were watching these videos or no, these commercials and stuff last night. And it's funny when you finally realize that like everything that you're watching on television is lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of weird when you finally go, "Oh my God!" Like everything is like a smokescreen. Everything is like it's not real. You know what I mean? It's all like manufactured, all of it. You know, like everything that's happening is manufactured.
It is.
Yeah, and it's It's kind of shocking when you first, like, you know, really, really, you know, going, wow. This is
I think we're becoming more aware of that, especially with the selection coming up.
Well, I think it's really just, it's like when Toto pulled the curtain on the Wizard of Oz.
Yes, you're right.
It is.
Yeah.
And you just see it's like just some guy that's like, oh, shit. I mean, really, that's what it is. There's a group of people that are like, oh, fuck, we're going to lose the kingdom. Like, we have all this shit.
Yeah.
And we're like, they're going to kind of, like, we're not going to have as much. It's funny because millionaires and billionaires, no matter who's president, are still going to be millionaires and billionaires.
Yeah.
I mean, really. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, you know, like, I mean, if they really, really were throwing a fit, they could all move. You know what I mean? You have $1 million, like, just fucking rent your house out here and go live somewhere. Well, I mean, like that, you know, they could very well do that. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
It is. All right, well, I think we're nearly here. Yeah, the Dollar Boys are here, yeah.
Wow.
It's 9:58. Yeah, I think we're done, man.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I hope I want to come on here and just sound increasingly more crazy and paranoid every time I come on.
Hey, I've been here for 4 years. I think that's happening to me.
Is it? Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, you sound totally nuts, man. You're fucking totally nuts.
In a couple of episodes, it's going to be InfoWars in here.
I know, totally.
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
I'm going
to
be like,
dude,
you guys have to know what I think.
Prince talked about chemtrails.
Yeah.
Dude, the internet.
That was Bilderberg.
The internet's watching us, man.
Yeah. My switchblade.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for coming on, Danny. It's been awesome.
Man.
Thanks for the badge, the Bernie badge.
Yeah,
they're on available on this site tomorrow, right?
Yeah, sometime in the morning.
Yeah, to get it. So, you support for Bernie, and some of the profits go to the campaign.
Yeah,
Bernie,
absolutely.
Yeah, and yeah, all good. Oh, by the way, congratulations.
Uh-huh.
The HuffPost thing?
Oh, yeah.
Your puppet was said the most important artwork of this year or something?
It was the most important political art piece of our time.
Of our time.
Of our time.
Wow.
Like, that's a heavy, you know.
That's a heavy handle.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
You know.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is. It is cool. I mean, you know, like, that's the kind of thing that, like, you know, like, it helps an artist. You know,
absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to you coming on next time and being even more crazy, and you know, and all this sort of fame and publicity all have gone to your head, and
yeah, that time
completely
I'll
paranoid.
And
yeah.
I'll be like, everybody's trying to get my money. Okay.
All right, wicked. All right, Dollar Boys are next.
All right,
this is 21st FM. Thanks, Danny.
You're welcome.
Bye.